Today, the results of the Iraqi elections were certified. The United Iraqi Alliance, dominated by Shiite Muslims, will have a majority of the seats in Iraq's transitional parliament. The main job of the National Assembly will be to write a new Iraqi constitution. Commentator Anissa Mehdi says it's inevitable that the constitution will be based on the laws of Islam.
The notion of an Islamic government seems to send shivers down many spines, both Muslim and non-Muslim. It's not that the rules of Islam per se are worse than any other rules. It's just that lately we only seem to hear about negative applications or interpretations of Islamic law. A Nigerian woman sentenced to be stoned to death for adultery because she had a baby out of wedlock. Terrorists using Islam to justify beheading hostages. The Taliban making women virtual prisoners in their homes, not even able to go for food for their families. These make big headlines, but miss the complete story. As with all legal systems, Islamic laws are set up to make society run smoothly, according to generally agreed upon values. Mostly, they're the same values we hold high in America. Like, don't take things that aren't yours. Show respect for others. Be responsible for your actions. And seek knowledge. Simple, crucial statutes. I was chatting with an attorney in Cairo, and he debunked the prevailing myth that Islamic law is all about amputation. You steal, you get your hand cut off. This expert said if a person is caught stealing food, for example, and says he needs it to feed his family, the law would turn to the thief's employer and ask, why aren't you paying him enough? The employer could be sentenced to raise the man's pay. And what about rules that are unfair to girls? A girl only inherits half what her brother gets, but she's free to use her money as she wishes. Her brother, however, is supposed to use his extra money to take care of his sister. If he doesn't, he's breaking the law. As for the Nigeria case, a baby is not admissible evidence for adultery. Islamic law requires 4 eyewitnesses to the act, making adultery rather hard to prove. It can be argued that the framers of the American Constitution drew from their Christian religious values in creating our great nation. Considering the fact that most Iraqis are Muslim, their politics and culture will reflect Islam. That's just how they grew up. So the question is not whether religion will be part of the foundation of the new government, but how will the spirit of the faith be framed? America's founding fathers wrote a brilliant basic document that we've polished over the years, terminating slavery and allowing women to vote. Let's root for the Iraqis to do the same, using the spirits of Islam and democracy to help shape their nation. They're already ahead of the game. There's no slavery, and women vote.
Anissa Mehdi is a journalist and filmmaker based in Maplewood, New Jersey.